Welcome to episode 5 of the 7-episode podcast series produced by the Ontario Teachers Federation as part of its suite of parent engagement resources. This resource supports elementary and secondary teachers and educators in their ongoing quest to engage parents and guardians as partners in public education. This episode looks at engaging parents and guardians in well-being and safety issues. Home, school, and community partnerships engage parents, extended family, school staff, child care and family support programs and community groups in a mutually beneficial way to support, enhance, and promote opportunities for learning and well-being. Research and experience have shown that with understanding and cooperation on the part of administrators, teachers, parents, and students, a young person's education does not have to be derailed by mental illness or mental health problems. To be sure, well-being and safety issues span a range of cognitive, emotional, psychological, and physical aspects. Thus, they are complex and can present in a myriad of contexts and forms. As the demands of society increase and the pressures on young people mount too, an increasing number of students are struggling with well-being and wellness issues. While these issues can and do manifest themselves at home, these struggles also often play out in our classrooms and schools. Teachers and parents share a desire to provide students with the opportunities and strategies to build qualities such as resilience and perseverance. Teachers do care and are responsible for the general wellness and well-being of their students. And while they go to great lengths and efforts to help them, it is also important to underscore the fact that teachers are not clinically trained to recognize, diagnose, or treat the complex array of health issues, illnesses, and conditions with which students may be dealing. While teachers and educators play such a prominent role for an extended period of students' lives, sometimes societal, systemic, and parental expectations of what teachers can and should do to address these issues exceed both reasonable limits and move beyond the purview of their training. In effect, teachers and educators need the support not only of parents and guardians, but the assistance of those health professionals better placed and trained to support the young people who are in their care. As elementary and secondary teachers and educators, we can harness these practical tips and suggestions to engage parents and guardians in well-being and safety issues. 1. Take time early on in the school year or semester to create safe learning spaces in the classroom and school. Through student stories and sharing at home, parents and guardians will learn of the importance in the classroom and at school of students' safety and well-being. 2. Get to know students. Knowing them well can help us not only support their learning, but also help us recognize signs or symptoms of underlying safety or wellness issues. This will help us know when to reach out to their parents and guardians. 3. Co-create norms and learning community ground rules with students. A prompt that invites student contributions might be, "How do each and all of us make sure this is a safe space where everyone belongs?" Post norms in the classroom and share them with parents. 4. Deliberately build in age-appropriate opportunities, teachable moments, where they occur naturally in the course of units of study, to explore health and well-being issues. 5. Consistently model attitudes, behaviors, and actions that underscore the importance of physical, emotional, and intellectual safety. 6. Alert parents if there are sudden or unexpected changes in behavior, dress, attitude, or effort. 7. Deal with safety and well-being issues sensitively and diplomatically. Parents and guardians may be reluctant to hear about them or be in a state of denial. 8. Find sensitive ways to tackle taboos and stigmas associated with health issues, especially mental health, in dealing with parents. 9. Share explicitly the deliberate efforts to make safety and well-being a priority during formal and informal face-to-face meetings or phone calls with parents. 10. Know the limits and boundaries of your professional responsibility or obligations with respect to safety and well-being of students. 11. Share with parents and guardians only specific behavioral observations about students. Do not attempt to diagnose or treat mental health and medical issues beyond the scope of your training. This is something that can only be handled by trained professionals. 12. Provide additional avenues of possible expertise and support offered by trained professionals and agencies with whom parents and guardians may wish to consult when health issues emerge. 13. Invite parents and guardians to attend learning sessions devoted to exploring health or safety issues. This can help raise awareness among all those who care for students to better understand common health concerns and issues and avenues for support. 14. Be aware of the duty under Section 72 of the Child and Family Services Act to promptly report any suspicions that a child is or may be in need of protection to a Children's Aid Society. The need for protection may include situations in which physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, neglect, and risk of harm are suspected. 15. Adhere to the legal obligations and regulatory expectations of the profession as set out in the ethical standards for the teaching profession. We can also reflect on these final thoughts. The school is a community comprised of many members, students, teachers, support staff, administrators, parents and guardians, and community members. Furthermore, schools are located in a community context where agencies with relevant expertise or services may exist. Educators play an important role in identifying signs of potential mental health problems, but they do not work alone. A team approach by the parents or guardians, other school staff, and sometimes specialists from the board and community is imperative in addressing these problems. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast series. To learn more about engaging parents and guardians in safety and well-being issues, including more practical tips and other helpful resources, or to listen to other podcasts in the series, please visit OTF's Parents Engagement website at www.parentengagement.ca.